The Nobel Prize for Physics has been awarded to three scientists who pioneered new branches of astrophysics. Half the prize went to Riccardo Giacconi, who built the first X-ray telescope. The other half will be shared by Raymond Davis Jr. and Masatoshi Koshiba. They each managed to catch tiny particles called neutrinos thrown off by the sun. Today, NPR's David Kestenbaum found the only thing harder to catch than a neutrino was one of the Nobel Prize winners themselves.
In Sweden, the Nobel Prizes are announced at a civilized hour. Here in Washington, D.C., the announcement came at 5:45 a.m. From that moment on, Riccardo Giacconi's phone line was busy. Fortunately, he lives nearby.
Hello. Oh, my God.
Giacconi has been a Nobel laureate for just 3 hours at this point. He's wearing a red tie and feeling a bit, the word he uses, is befuddled. His wife, Mirella, emerges from the bedroom.
Well, the phone rang, but I was half asleep. And my husband answered the phone, and I heard him say, yes, yes, thank you, thank you. And I said, what's the matter? He said, the Nobel Prize. And we didn't know what to say.
A globe of the Earth rests in a nice wooden stand in the living room. Giacconi sits somewhere out in the solar system on a white couch below a painting of Rome. Back in the 1950s, Giacconi decided it would be interesting to look out at the universe, not just at the reds, violets, the colors we see with our eyes, but at shorter frequencies of light, at X-rays. To do this, he designed a new detector. Researchers launched a rocket to get it above the atmosphere.
And we scanned around the sky. We didn't know what we could see, but it seemed that the most likely first object that we could see would be the moon, because the sun X-rays would reflect from the moon and be seen here.
They didn't see the moon. Instead, they saw a surprisingly strong signal from the direction of the Scorpio constellation. The discovery floored astronomers. What could be producing such strong X-rays? Today, physicists think it might be a black hole. In fact, this was the first object to be officially called a possible black hole. In 1970, Giacconi and his colleagues launched a satellite to study X-rays more closely. Giacconi says it was an entirely new way to look at the sky.
The feeling was you were walking on a field of snow where nobody had tread before, and there was a feeling of real awe and excitement. Every day was another discovery.
While Giacconi was getting started with his X-rays, another of today's Nobel Prize winners, Ray Davis, was trying to detect something else, subatomic particles called neutrinos spit out by the sun. Unfortunately, Davis now has Alzheimer's. John McCall at Princeton University has worked with Ray Davis for 41 years.
No one sensible worked on neutrinos when Ray and I got started. It looked like an oddball thing to do. No one knew if it would work.
But it did work, eventually. Neutrinos are hard to detect. Trillions pass through us each second, then pass through the ground and out the other side of the Earth. In the 1960s, Ray Davis set up an experiment in a mine in South Dakota. He used a big tank of household liquid. Every once in a long while, a neutrino would hit an atom in the tank and change it into a different atom, which researchers counted.
Ray did something that sounded impossible. He detected a very small number of atoms out of 600 tons of ordinary cleaning fluid.
Neutrinos were coming from the sun. It was a major discovery. It gave physicists a way to see what was going on deep inside the sun.
This was the direct proof that the sun was shining by nuclear fusion and settled a debate that went back to the middle 19th centuries about what was the source of energy for the sun's shine.
At the time, Bacall says the total number of people who worked with solar neutrinos could fit in Ray Davis's car, and they often did. Today, hundreds of physicists study neutrinos from the heavens. The third Nobel Prize winner is one of them. Masatoshi Koshiba designed an even bigger neutrino detector in Japan. On the 23rd of February, 1987, it detected neutrinos coming from 170,000 light-years away. They came from what scientists now think was a supernova, an exploding star. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.